know who this is?
This is the beginning.
Of course we do.
This is not the end.
Oh, it sounds so good. Is this a new album?
Yeah.
Oh, I really love it. I'm going to download that.
It sounds like a Jacob Collier.
12 songs. Thank you for allowing me. I wonder if he has a million. It's like a worship song. It is. To see you. Why don't you guys make worship songs like this? They're from another country. You could kind of plagiarize, maybe. A tad.
And thank
Why are you doing that? I'm doing the beat. Oh.
Lending me a time. But first of all.
Oh.
Thank you for.
Did you just play soccer?
I showered, though.
There's a lot of wetness over there.
I showered.
Coming from your dome.
It's shower water.
Did you guys win?
We tied.
Awesome.
I invite you.
Guess who we saw?
With me.
You saw them? No, guess who we saw at soccer? Oh.
A famous soccer player?
Anastasia. What? Who's that? Was somebody dressed like Anastasia?
Do you remember my Anastasia story? And I forget it. You know what? It was a callback.
It was a good callback.
Wrongly.
Remember where
Wait,
I was.
Tell us.
Hi, this is my wife, Anastasia.
Anastasia. Oh, really?
Yeah. We were like, oh, Anastasia.
Did you talk
Anastasia.
To him?
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she still seem fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super
He's ordered to say it like that, too.
But she didn't talk anything about her stuff, right? Her,
what?
That she's selling or... Wasn't she the one?
I have no idea.
Was she one of your multi-level
someone you
marketing
met.
People?
I thought she was the we thought you were. She was the multi-level marketing person.
No.
Was she the multi-level marketing person?
This is so good.
That you
Thank
met?
You for introducing this. I'm going to download it.
Yeah, we're going to have to listen.
Yeah,
to that.
I like this guy, kind of in a not a trivial way, but just kind of a. Oh, that's kind of cool. Like watching somebody juggle.
Imagine you're driving it.
But then when I walk away, I kind of forget.
Oh, this guy right here. See?
Yeah.
Oh.
What if you're driving at night and your brights are on and it's snowing outside? Picture that.
Oh, that's nice.
Nothing?
Okay. I'm
yeah.
Getting it.
You just got to pick the vibe for it.
Sure.
Or like you make Napoleon Dynamite 2 and there's a prom dancing scene.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
There's a place.
Yeah.
That was really
so
good.
So I like him situationally.
Yeah. I like
certain situations. I like this guy a lot.
It's kind of like me. I'm good in situations, but I'm like a juggler. You forget about him.
You're like a tool in the toolbox.
Yeah.
Anybody got a Luke? You got a Luke? No.
That's when you have to like pick up from Ace Hardware because you don't have it. It's not like a hammer.
Yeah. Luke is the Allen wrench.
Luke is the.
I never need it, but if I did, it's there.
Oh, whoa. This is your husband.
And it works perfectly.
And it works great.
He's
just happy to be there.
Heather, what tool in the toolbox would you be?
Would I be?
Yeah.
You probably
Ruler.
Say hammer.
Hey.
Ruler.
Hey.
Level.
Ooh,
the level, yeah.
The level. Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Luke.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking my husband would say hammer. Just
I am the latch on the toolbox. Like the little.
You're definitely. No. You're definitely the like automatic screwdriver thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the one? Who's.
Why?
And when the battery dies, it's out.
Yeah, then you have to buy a new battery.
No work to be done because.
These batteries only last for a day. It's so expensive to use this drill.
Hey, look, you see right there? That is a cut from working hard labor today.
He did work hard labor today.
I moved about 1,500 pounds of broken up tile.
That is
so
true.
So look at it. It's not bleeding.
And took it to the dump, so I had to unload it as well.
Dump run. Nah, dump nah, run. Nah, nah,
favorite
nah.
Thing.
Dump run. Take it out
Which
to the
me.
Dump run.
That's a good song, guys.
I like it.
Remind me, I have a good gift idea for Spencer for his birthday next year.
Okay. I think we're doing something with dump run. I'm not gonna
no, I think someone should get dump run going.
Dump run.
There's a lot
Where's
of
Luke
dump
run.
I know.
Well, the garage is filling up. His man parked the car in there because there ain't no room. I got a garage full of stuff. We know what to do. We know what to do. Dump run. Taking it down the street. Dump run. We've got enough to eat. Dump run. Grab them down. I'll fill up a truck and take it downtown. Do a
dump run.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. Write it down. So, well, I guess we have recorded.
So I would be the...
Yeah, I think so.
I think my least favorite tool is the... It's like the small wrench that you have to use your thumb to move up and down.
It never works.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you adjust it back and forth you with your thumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it always...
And then
you,
like,
you start twisting. No, not the screwdriver. You start twisting on it.
I'd be the limb cutter.
Wait, what is this thing that you're in?
It's like the wrench. With the spinny, that adjusts it.
You know what Livy is? Livy is one of those little tiny Allen wrenches that you need when you're like your bedroom door is locked and you get that little hole. And he's like,
it's like,
you could probably use a.
Isn't that what I said, Luke?
A paper clip.
Allen wrench.
No, you're the little.
You're like the thing on top of the door.
Like, where is it?
Why is this Livy?
I don't know.
I like it.
I think my favorite tool is the ratchet, to where you like, there's the bolt, and then you go like, and then it clicks, and then you go again. That
you
thing
like
is
that, right?
Fun.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
Isn't that like a derogatory term, ratchet? Like, she's ratchet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Like Brendan's ratchet.
Oh, I thought it was kind of a good thing.
You have
not
a tool.
Oh,
right to the
he
wires.
Just hit me in the back with the tool.
Did it hit you?
He hit Livy in the back of the head with a wrench. What are you doing with that? And it's got tape around it.
That's just a regular old wrench right there.
Does it have one?
Does it do the cranking?
It does. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a sneaky one.
This is you wouldn't expect this. I was expecting the. Yeah.
Well, that's even better. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
It's way satisfying.
What do we need to use
I don't
that
want
for?
To toss it back.
Can we use that for something?
Yeah, I just take my head off.
For the dump run.
For the dump run.
Dump run. Tearing it down the street. Dump run. Wear enough to eat. I can't think of eat like an eat rhyme.
Wear enough to eat.
Wearing enough to eat.
After.
Bologna jacket and
bologna
some
shirt.
Ham pants.
What does the food
bologna
have to do
bologna jacket
with?
And some ham pants.
So you're just throwing garbage in there of any kind. Yeah. Not like
a bologna jacket and hand
like
pants.
A remodel like, or something.
You should write a book.
I actually really like this.
I think we've got something there.
For a book?
Food clothing.
Food clothing?
Bologna jacket and hand pants.
And my licorice belt around my hand pants, keeping them up.
I think just meat
That's about
clothing.
Like songs in the 70s. What's the diff, really? They don't make any sense.
And my sausage casing socks. Am I Italian bread shoes?
my loaf bread, shoes?
Yes, my loafers.
My loaf shoes. My loaf.
Nice.
Yeah.
With my lettuce hat. Oh, you should put that together. That sounds like a cute outfit.
No, lettuce, you'd be your bib.
Oh,
lettuce.
Right. You're right. You're right.
I like lettuce hat.
Sorry. I do.
Yeah, how dare you? First of all.
It's just so technical.
It's a lettuce bib.
With my walnut hat.
And my mustard lotion. Keep me lotiony. Soft skin.
Luke and I just look at you like, okay.
It's so good. You're seriously on to something right now.
Okay.
All right. Keep it up. Keep thinking.
I like a bologna jacket and ham pants.
I think you should have just stopped there.
You should have stopped.
I like loaf shoes.
How do you top? Yeah, loaf shoes and my lettuce hat. My licorice belt holding up my ham pants.
don't be sleeping on the licorice belt now. Come on.
Man, just imagine you wake up in the morning and put a cool bologna jacket on. It lasts for a few days.
Slimy.
It starts to get like hard and crusty.
Or it gets slimy in the heat.
Oh, yeah. If you're out working in the heat.
I think. I don't know.
Hey, man, can I nibble your jacket? Your bologna jacket?
If you can get past some people, they'd have to eat your outfit.
That's right. Eat my outfit, man.
Eating no, things I mean to wear. Wearing things to eat. What was it?
Ham.
Things to wear.
Oh, yeah. Going down the street. No, that was Dump Run.
Oh, yeah. Dump no, run. I know. That's how we
well, then you got two songs. You got Dump Run and Ham Pants.
All in one.
Yeah, burning out gold right
it's
now.
It's like a trilogy song. We need a third one. We'll come up with it
it'll,
soon.
Yes,
I feel, I'm feeling
it'll
the,
come to
I'm
us
feeling the
at
vibe.
Some point. Luke will hopefully come up with it.
I don't know. I don't know if I could top ham pants.
And bologna jacket.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, if you ever see them out there, you know where they stole it from.
They know.
Us.
My closet. We go into your closet. It's just animals just ransacking
it's
all
it's like
the
a refrigerator, a refrigerated closet. That'd be cool. My underwear is in the crisper.
No, it's on the grill. You're like warming them up.
Where's the Traeger? Oh,
that would be awesome. Some grilled underwear. Slip them on.
Nice and cozy.
Nice and snuggly.
Braunschweiger.
Just put them in the
underwear.
Dryer.
Or the dryer. That reminds me of Livy.
When she,
Livy had some genius videos she used to make. You guys lived in, I think, Seattle.
Yeah.
Where she would make the one, she would be like the chef.
Cooking. Yeah.
And she'd just throw the most random stuff in, and finally she'd put it in the dryer. Like it was her
that
oven.
Was good. People love those videos.
Yeah,
those
didn't you pull out a perfect loaf of bread or something, or a perfect
I think I turned it on dessert. Too, because I like pretended as if I put like a cake in there, and then I took out the cake, and then I put in like random stuff and like tools.
So
then when
clunking.
You turn it on, it like clunked around.
Very bad for the dryer, but very fun.
Yeah,
worth it.
We were renting.
Worth a new dryer. Man, but I have a quick things that you might not find interesting. Do you have anybody else have one?
Something that we find interesting that other people
but other
don't.
People might not find interesting. Do you want to crank that? Or do you want me to save it? It doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm starting to find something interesting that I heard today, but I don't know. I don't know enough about it, so I'm not sure if it's interesting.
Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting, but will you think it's interesting?
All right, I'm playing golf with my buddy, just 9 holes. I'm not going to say his name. Really sweet guy, you know, kind of very kind of quiet and cool kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So he informs me he played yesterday, and he was relieving himself. You know how when men
on the
play,
golf course,
yeah, you have to go, and if it's in the woods, nobody's around.
Yeah, and that's a thing. Okay,
yeah. That's a thing because guys are like that. We don't. Just,
I know about
just
the other.
Straight
but
in
I didn't
the toilet
the golf
is too loud. Boring for us. We got to liven it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But he got caught.
By what?
No. By the
no,
marshal.
No.
Oh my gosh!
And he was fined $1,000.
Oh my gosh.
$1,000 for
so
taking a leak.
So it's not okay to
on
do
a
that.
Golf
That's
course.
What
no.
I was asking.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I know
but
guys
everyone
do
does
this.
It.
Everyone
but I didn't
does
know it.
It
was yeah, so it's not okay.
No. And this okay. is a kind of a nicer golf course, but still.
That's
but
a
how,
hefty
I was like,
fine.
How do you get caught? I just don't.
That's rough. Your number one. You go. Yeah, that's
Luke
an
always
expensive
goes deep into the woods.
You got to go deep into the woods.
Right there.
Yeah.
I mean, $1,000.
What happens
dollars,
if he doesn't pay it?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
He'd go to court.
He could just stop going to that golf course.
Well, he's a member.
Mm.
I would think a member would be
oh, so it's
given.
Like a private golf course?
Yeah.
See, okay. At Riverside, you can just pee out on the... After you pee off.
You can pee in
you
the
pee
clubhouse.
Off and while someone's teeing off.
Right. On the green, into the hole.
They need some sort
they
of
honestly,
water.
Yeah, I was going to say, they honestly would be grateful. Right. They're like, finally, some sort of precipitation on this grass.
Concrete.
It's thirsty.
Wow. Yeah, that yeah. Is,
no, seriously.
Yeah,
do it.
Please.
You guys need some water to drink.
They pay you to do it.
They pay you
$1,000.
But
that's rough.
Is that not?
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
I would think maybe $100 or slap on the wrists.
Yeah.
But that seemed a little steep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Honestly,
how do you
thank
about,
God it wasn't
was he,
more than that.
Was
know?
He bummed? I mean, was he embarrassed at all? Or was
well,
he just like,
kind of, he was just like yeah, what? They caught me yesterday. Fined me $1,000.
Wow.
And, you know, he can afford it.
Well, I would assume if he's going to like a country club that he's a member of, he's fine.
Right. Now he's the pee-pee boy at the country club. Next on the tee, pee-pee boy, 8'10", pee-pee boy. Because he's a, because last, when we played last year, I was in a regular golf cart, but he rented it was like a motorcycle. It had big tires, but it's a motorcycle golf cart. So it's a two wheel. You know, awesome. And on like hole 14, he bites it, man. He takes it. He cut the ridge
dude,
of the golf course.
A menace.
He went flying into the course.
Dude,
oh, no.
I see his legs flopping over.
Oh.
And thankfully, there's some tall grass, but he kind of jacked up his wrists.
Wow.
Bummer.
But
when did you do that?
That was last year.
Dang.
Sure.
But anyway, that was my something interesting.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
I would have not thought that they would find you. I thought that you'd be cool with it.
No, it was
just a simple, hey!
Knock it off.
Put that away.
I tell you what, though. You can either, like, I feel like a golf course marshal is either like, the worst person
or the
you'll ever come across or, like, the nicest. Mm. Like, they'll either, like, pass you and you'll be like, hide everything. Or they'll be like, wow.
I think it's almost
super
like
super
the
nice.
Like a regular police person would be, because they're probably dealing with a lot of riffraff and a lot of idiots.
Yeah.
Whether they're slow players or they're snobby jerks.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to talk to some police officers this week.
You should share that.
You did.
Should you share it?
Well, the other day we were awoken by screams.
8 a.m. We're in our house.
8 a.m.
We're
screaming
asleep.
Like bloody murder screams, like from a young girl, like you could tell.
Outside of our, like from literally our bedroom and the road, like 15 feet away, bloody scream woke us up out of.
And we looked out and it was Anastasia.
Yeah. No, so we, so the screams were going on. Like at first there was like a scream. So then I was like, oh, that was kind of weird. I thought maybe someone almost hit someone, but then they kept going. So I sprinted out of bed. We sprinted out the door and there is a man shoving this girl, young girl, into a car.
Oh my gosh.
And shutting the door. And I'm not joking you when I say it was like where from where I am to you is like our window to like where they were. Like that's how close it was. So we ran out there anyways and we're like, what's happening? What is going on? Like, what are you doing? And he was like, the guy was like, it's my daughter. Like, she's trying to, like, get out of the car. Like, so I had to, like, throw her back in. And we're like, okay, are you sure that's, like, your daughter? Like, this seems very sketchy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we believe you. Let's go back to sleep.
Okay. He's like, no, for real. Like, here's my license. We're like, okay, we're going to call the cops. He's like, yeah, that's fine. Call the cops, whatever. And there's, like, we live literally, our front yard is Ace Hardware. So there was a guy on top of the roof and he's like, are you calling the cops? We're like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
so
why
they
is he
were,
on the roof?
They could hear
he
it
was
too.
Working, he was doing HVAC on the roof and he was looking down.
So anyway, so the little girl, she's just screaming. So I was like, can I go like,
how old was the girl?
Talk to her. She was 16.
Okay.
So I was like, can I go talk to her? He was like, yeah, you can talk to her. So I went over and I like opened the door. I was like, just tried to like talk her down, calm her down. And so she was like, what she was trying to do is like get out of the car to kill herself. Like she wanted to like essentially, run into the road, kill herself.
Wow.
And she had like cuts everywhere, all over her arms, all over her legs.
Oh my goodness.
And so I just was like, kind of just like trying to calm her down, like talk her through. And she would be fine. And then she would like scream and be like, I don't want anyone to get hurt. I don't want anything to happen. La, 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 la. I was like, it's okay. Like, we just want to make sure, like, you're okay. That nothing, like, you know, whatever bad is happening to you. Like, I didn't say this, but it was like, is your dad abusing you? Like, what's happening? And so the dad ended up getting in the car and she was like, I probably won't share that part, but she just shared like something that happened. And then, then the cops showed up and, when I was like talking to her, I was like, can I pray for you? And she's like, no, don't pray for me. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And I just kind of like, just kept talking to her. And then, I like went into our house cause the cops showed up and they're trained for that to like talk to those people to like try to be like, okay, like let's calm down. And so, it was cool though. Cause I remembered I had this Bible under my bed and it had like really pretty, like, pictures on the sides and like the margins you could like write in them and stuff. So I like took the Bible, I like wrote her a little note and I like tabbed my favorite verse and like whatever. Then we were outside just like kind of chatting with the cops because then the like ambulance showed up and the fire truck showed up.
Wow.
And so, and they're all trained in like how to talk to these people. And so they were talking to her and then I got to like slip back in and like give her this Bible. And then I got to like share the gospel with her.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I've been where you are. I get it. Like Jesus completely saved my life. And like, he can do the same thing for you. And, she was like, this is like the only thing that's helping. She was like,
yeah,
really hysterical. Like, oh, wow. Very,
yeah,
it was very, yeah. And I'm kind of used to that because we did like youth and then like working for Thrive. It's like, I've seen girls like that.
Yeah.
She was a pretty intense case. Like, she was pretty bad. And so, so yeah, I got to share the gospel with her. And then at the end, I got to pray for her.
Yeah.
Nice. And she was like, thank you so much. Like, I'm actually going to like try this because nothing else works and nothing else helps and all this stuff. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Isn't that crazy
though?
Yeah.
That was like our Monday.
Yo.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. And it was sad too. Cause it's like, I mean, the dad was pretty aggressive with her in certain points of the things that she told me, but it would be like in situations where she's like, I'm going to go kill myself. And he's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Get in the car. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, what do you do?
Yeah. Cause obviously like when I went out, first of all, we went outside and they're screaming. Right. So I was like, Liv, like, hold on a second. Like, let's look out the window, make sure that,
check
like...
Check your phone. Is that my alarm?
Exactly. Like, no, Liv just sprinted.
Usually it's...
That's about what we've done, yeah.
But I was like, let's make sure we're not going to, like, go outside to, like, people shooting each other or something like that. So, but she just ran out there, whatever. But when she was talking to the girl, I was talking to the dad. He's like, this looks super weird. I have my wife on the phone, like, call the cops 100%. Here's a picture of my license.
Oh, wow.
Here's my license plate.
Yeah.
She basically just said she was going to hurt herself and like,
yeah.
I don't want her to run away. I didn't know what to do.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And then the cops.
That's rough. That's
rough. And then the cops showed up and they were like they went, I guess they went to a hospital or something, but the dad drove separate in his own car. So it was like,
wow.
It was crazy though.
That is
and
crazy.
And Liv, freaking champ. But
oh, man. Yeah. And then Luke goes back to make his coffee. He's like, anyway, so the electrician's coming by at noon. And I think we might. You want to play volleyball later?
You're saying that, but that's literally how we felt.
Yeah,
after.
All day.
Just literally how we felt. Because it's like, imagine being woken up by like a traumatic experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was pretty traumatic.
Like totally. An alarm clock is traumatic.
Yeah.
This was like,
It was crazy.
It was
like
it
even
was
a little
scary.
Slip in the bathroom on the maybe some wet floor.
Yeah,
that's traumatic too. But to wake up,
no, definitely after it's like, what do we do now? Like,
Liv sat down for a while. I just like sat.
Wow. Yeah.
For a while.
I love you. I love you, honey.
Just put some worship music on. I was like, I need to like restart this morning a little bit. But I mean, not a bad way to start your morning is sharing the gospel.
Right.
That's so great.
That
you were the angel. You're like, it's
that was what do they say? An assignment.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, I was like, man, I've been needing to share the gospel. And God's like, well, if I got to bring it to your front door, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm like,
it also gave me like more and more respect for first responders just because
they were awesome.
Firefighters. Paramedics.
They were all
and
amazing.
Cops.
Yeah.
Cops are the first people to come to that stuff.
Yeah. They don't know what they're walking into.
Not a traffic situation. A lot of it's like really weird domestic stuff.
They have to deal with different stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Do a parking ticket, you know.
Calm to really, yeah.
And then
really
go
intense.
To something like that.
They were literally awesome. Like, I was chatting with them and they're just so chill and just like, yeah, like, you know, the dad's just like trying to help her. And we tried to tell that to her and explain that. But we have this bush that's like right by our house and has all these little red berries. And one of the cops was like, are these edible? And I was like, they're definitely not. He's like, I might just eat one then.
He's like, I think I need to go home.
He's like, I think I want to end my day now.
You think they're poisonous? That would put me down for a day?
He was like, I'm ready to
I don't want to die. I just want to go home.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. I was like,
already start off insane.
Yeah,
and they always have the best stories.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking
to
police officers, the best stories ever.
Yeah.
They just rattle them off.
Yeah. One of Luke's friends is an EMT and he,
thank you.
I mean, I'm like, how do you deal with that stuff? Like,
cause
that was like traumatic for me, but like, that's like every day for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, you know, you don't come across like you don't really come across super unstable people every day.
Right.
Right.
To where it's like either like they're going through it. And I mean, with this girl, I was like, I mean, I think a lot of that stuff is like they're just getting attacked, like demonically, a lot of those situations.
Yep. Well,
they say that.
What do you do? And if you're not a believer, what the frick do you do?
Yeah.
And you're 16, it's like, what do you turn
to? Yeah,
I know.
Well, they say that social media has annihilated teenage girls.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they're emotionally, they've taken emotional hits as far as deeper than boys do. Mm-hmm. And it's,
because of the comparison thing.
Well, it's also made everyone so hostile.
Yeah.
Like, Just get off of it, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just throw your phone in the lake.
It's not helpful.
Do it.
No, here's what
it
you do.
It just takes up so much time. It's just a time suck.
I think you need to go get you some ham pants. Put on dollars in your ham pants. Bologna jacket with your ham pants. And your lettuce hat and your licorice belt and your loaf shoes.
And your granola phone.
Granola phone case. That's another phone case made out of granola. I think that's... Are people,
honestly,
are you guys writing these
good.
Down?
Yeah.
You got them recorded here.
Well, you know
here.
How, you know cool. those,
you got them recorded now.
Hidden, that's right. No, not Hidden Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Valley?
Valley the, Bars?
Valley
the Crunchy
Bars?
Boys?
Crunchy Boys?
Is it Hidden Valley?
It
those
is
Crispy
Hidden
Boys?
Valley.
No, Hidden Valley's Ranch.
Nature's Valley.
Nature Valley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Hidden Valley granola bar would not be very
there's
good.
There's no way.
Okay, hold on. A Hidden Valley granola bar would be really good. Have you ever had anything bad with ranch dressing?
That's true. I can't judge.
Here's a question.
That's right.
Name one thing that would not go well with either ranch or chocolate.
Hmm.
Well, I don't think ranch would go good with chocolate.
No.
I know what you're saying,
yes.
But I'm just saying.
We don't know that.
I really
we
don't
know
think
it.
Honestly, it'd probably
honestly,
be fine.
It'd probably be good.
The weirdest one I heard
I
that's really
ranch.
Good is Oreos with mustard.
I have heard that, but I just do not trust it.
I don't like that.
So
we could probably
people,
try that.
Listeners, just go ahead and try that. Do a little Oreo with mustard
numb.
And let us know how it goes.
Also make a bologna jacket. See how that goes.
Yeah, see how that
how
goes.
Would you stitch a bologna
Send
jacket? Like, is there
we
special?
We could do that for like a Thanksgiving.
You know, the outside?
Or like a Christmas activity. Some we got to like try to make a shirt out of bologna.
You know the outside of bologna?
We should.
You know the
That'd
outside of bologna where it has like
the red
the casing?
The red
That's
casing.
How you stitch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I like
yeah.
that.
Shirt. You're welcome.
Or I mean you just cover up the that'll work. The naughty bits, you know? And you're good to go.
The pepperonis?
No, you just cover up the pepperonis and you're good. You're all
Wait,
set.
Wait, I don't know what that means.
I mean, I think to be modest, like we could just like put it over your chest and then put it over your belly button.
Is belly button immodest?
I don't know. It's just like too much to see, I feel like.
Stomach hole?
Stomach hole.
Your gut hole.
Like probably.
Gut hole.
A little much.
I just do that joke. It's like, I don't have a, it's not a belly button. It's a gut hole. It's like, find your car keys in there. One of the Duggar kids.
Wow. That's a lot.
Isn't that hilarious? Comedy. Comedy. Just cranking
like
it
this.
Out. I know.
No, that was good.
Hey, show everybody your drink, hon. We didn't talk about your drink.
Yeah.
What's the drink
We've
today?
We've already talked about this before.
But you have different colors every time.
This is the same. This is the Camu Camu.
Oh, Camu Camu.
I thought it was green.
Well, I did put green barley in it last time.
So
this
it's
time,
different.
This time it's just the Camu Camu.
And is it helping?
I don't
Put
know.
Put some ranch in it and tell us, let us know how that tastes.
I'm doing so many things. Who knows what the main thing is? But right. I think it's pretty. I think this is interesting. Can I tell my little
sure
interesting that
play the song again? I mean,
okay,
again. Hmm? Okay, but it's fun. It's
something nice. Happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting. But will you think it's interesting?
I think I already told y'all, but my mom has some tumors inside of her that she's had for 5 years. They're just slow growing. No big thing. So she's not doing anything about it but keeping tabs on them and then eating healthy and walking, blah, blah, blah. So someone mentioned doing the lemon thing. So where you take the whole lemon and you eat the whole thing, the peel and all. Either you zest it on your soup and salads and then juice the rest, or you juice the whole thing with the peel. So as soon as I told her that, she's like all over it because she loves lemons. She ate them up as a kid all the time. So bad that she kind of dented her teeth.
She's a citrophile.
Yes. And then they fixed her teeth though. But anyway, she did that. So she went for a scan and for 5 years, they have never grown and they have never shrunk for anything. But then about 3 or 4 months ago, they grew. One of them grew like 3 millimeters. Now they're all over 1 centimeter. So then she's been doing the lemon thing for 3 months and she had a scan just recently and they are all under 1 centimeter. All of them,
wow.
All 5 of them shrunk.
Yeah.
One of them was even 2.2 centimeters. And then I think it was her Lebanese. I think she's Lebanese oncologist was like, what have you been doing different that all of a sudden that it grew like last scan and now they're all shrunk. And she said, just been doing this lemon thing. And it
Weird.
Seemed to kind of resonate with the Lebanese
lady because she's like, that's what they do in their culture.
Because we all know Lebanese love the lemons.
Yeah.
Well, they have low cases of cancer, too.
Life gives you lemons.
Yes. So they say that it's 5,000 times more potent than chemo.
Wow.
But
so interesting.
Her tumors are smaller.
That's super interesting.
And she has a hole in her stomach.
No.
From all that acid.
Yeah. And no more teeth.
And her teeth. So, hey, I would.
Yeah, it hasn't been hurting.
That'd
her
be a good
either.
Trade.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, she does not look like her age at all. No. She's whatever she's doing. We all need to be doing. Like, what is she? What do we know? What she's doing?
She walks like 3 miles.
She walks a
day,
lot.
2 or 3.
She laughs a lot.
Yeah. She doesn't want to be around. You know.
She doesn't care.
She's on what? Like, Lord, take me already.
She wants. She wants her enemies to feel pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She
Hellfire from heaven, I think, is the word you're thinking of. Hellfire
God just needs to burn up some people. Just burn them up.
I just can't do it anymore.
I just can't take anymore.
Sleep still time.
I told her. Marks I was like,
what?
You're going to live forever because you don't care. She's like, don't tell me that. Sounds horrible.
What was it?
I was younger, one time she said to me, look, your dad's going to probably end up in a nursing home. I mean, she's like 50 at the time. She's my age at the time. Okay, your dad's in a nursing home, and then I'm just gonna live forever, and it's gonna suck. Okay, I was like, "What is happening right now?" I was like, 30. Really, and I was like, "What are we doing here?" And she's like, "So you need to be the person in charge." And I'm like, "Okay."
Here's the 20-year plan, Dad.
She's like, "He's gonna have to live in a nursing home. It's not gonna be fun."
So you're like, "What do we do with that?"
You guys are little.
I'm 27.
You're like 5, and she's telling you this. Yeah. Now listen.
Yeah. So, as soon as they can understand anything, just sit them down. All right, son.
No, we were actually visiting her out in Arizona.
That guy over there, he's going to a nursing home. He's just going to waste away. I'm going to live for a long time.
Had this realization.
It's going to suck.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to live a long time. So she wasn't like happy about it either. She's just like, your dad. Oh, and she actually did say, your dad's a lucky one. Because he's probably going to go first. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
This episode of the Tim Hawkins Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain's getting in its own way? Oh yeah, I sure do. Taming my brain is like taming a wild animal. Just making simple decisions is a challenge, you know what I mean? Like, you know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Well, therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, therapy that is, and how to set boundaries. You know, it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major emotional trauma. It's for everyone. Now, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's awesome. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Hawkins today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Hawkins.
We're watching this Blue Zones. It's what's it called?
Oh, interesting. Blue Zones. Yeah.
It's something about Blue Zones.
Centurions.
It's
live.
On Netflix. It's a series.
Oh,
it's
about the oldest living people.
They go to these places called Blue Zones.
That was Zac Efron or whatever?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's just kind of like a guy talking.
All right.
I don't know about that.
But they just go to where these people live longer.
It's a guy, but I don't know this guy.
They live the longest.
Live the longest.
They live to 100 or more.
What do you think are some of the things that
they do?
That people do.
Smoke and drink wine.
Wine was one of them.
Depending on where you lived, though, actually.
A lot of it, I know that a lot, there's like the oldest people in the world are in Italy.
Is there one in
Sardinia.
Sardinia.
Yeah. I know that they drink wine, and I know that, I don't know.
A lot of family, like family.
They hang out with family.
Yes.
Family support.
In Sardinia, what's interesting is they have to walk, when they walk to each other's houses, which they do every day, no matter how old they are, they're uphill. Well, and obviously they walk downhill, but they have to go back. Yeah. So they're always walking hills.
They're probably not overweight.
They weren't. Nobody was fit looking.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
And for 100, they were.
No. I'm saying nobody looked.
You just couldn't see the muscle from all that skin.
But they didn't look. They didn't look trim. A lot of them.
I do see people that live a long time. I feel like they weren't big worker outers. Like they're always just like chugging Dr. Pepper and being happy. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you, it was stress. Mostly being happy. It was all stress. When you break it down on all the places, Okinawa, where else? Did I say that right?
Okinawa.
Contentment. And all I was like, contentment, family, being around family, and laughing, and just chilling.
Yep.
I mean, but they're working too. Like, they did something, like either walk the hills or the Okinawa's like.
This guy works with horses. He's riding around on a horse. He's 100 years old. He's just like trotting around.
Are you serious? Yes. And he looked the youngest to me, that guy.
Yeah.
Of all of them. 100
like
years old.
You know, he looked like 70.
He was 100 and something, actually.
Yeah. Do you think that we'll start living longer because of our technology?
No, now people are starting to not, they said, in this documentary.
Oh, look. It's a 104-year-old woman skydiving.
What?
Wow.
Northern Illinois.
I can't listen
That's going to be me, because I'm going to be like, if I die, then I've had a long life. Yes. Good long life.
That's
oh my
sick.
Gosh, that's so cute.
Bro, make that my profile picture.
Tethered. Oh, yo. That's so cute.
She looks amazing.
Gosh, she is fabulous.
I had to keep myself awake so I could see the scenery.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody had dementia either of these people. Nobody, they were all bright eyed and bullshit.
And the news is a scary, scary place.
Just don't look at them. Don't look at it.
Wait, the news? Look, what happened?
Oh, this sure. She woman pursue the
104.
Oh, so that's the world record for the oldest skydiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
104. Wow.
I can't even count that high.
Wow. That's so great. Cool. Yeah, it's a good little documentary. I like it. We haven't watched it all yet, but
yeah. But I know there's a ton of other things, but
are they by the sea? I just assume they're by the sea.
Most.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but most of them. But there was one was in California.
It was Seventh-day Adventists. It was a Seventh-day Adventist.
So that was community.
I've seen that one, yeah.
So they're all about
Loma Linda. Veggies.
Yeah, vegetarians and
well, and they didn't really go on that as much as they do life together as Seventh-day Adventists. And they're there for each other and they hang out.
Yeah, Baptists usually live to about 40.
Yeah.
That's the average Baptist.
Baptist?
Yeah. Fried chicken and taters.
I always thought it's like they would always.
Oh, because of potluck. Okay.
Yeah. They talk about drinking and sinning and.
Oh, and they're
then you're
going to
go eat
that's a
triple
point.
Cheeseburger after
well,
the sermon
true.
And gossip.
That's a good point.
That's true.
So let's not.
It's the
not
only
focus
sin
on
that you can really see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't really hide that.
Yeah. Like, this guy's a glutton. This guy loves ham pants. Yeah.
Let's but do no a pot bless after church.
Let's do a progressive dinner.
That makes sense.
That is.
Yes.
Yeah.
The uptight thing, though, yeah. That's probably not a good.
Just let it go. Just like
I think,
yeah.
I think that's the answer, you know. Just chill out.
Just like Yzma. What's her name? Yzma.
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 Yzma. She was uptight.
On Yzma. Frozen?
No.
Elsa.
Know, from,
Elsa.
Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
You know, Yzma. Yzla.
But who are you talking about?
You're let talking
about Elsa? Grease Girls
Elsa.
Poison.
Oh, Elsa. Oh,
Elsa did
let
it
go. Let it go. What does that really mean to let
she
it go?
She let it go pretty far in the second one, though.
Dump run.
Yep.
Into, that's what that means.
A lots of voodoo things. No,
yeah.
Dump and run, baby.
Oh, I've seen this. This is cute.
Did you see the
she's
video?
Not stressing. But here's the thing. She's not stressing about this. She's like having her three Dr. Peppers.
There is a lady who is turning 104 and they're like, are you excited for your birthday? She's like, no.
My friend's grandma lived to be 104.
How?
Grandma Bombay.
Driver's license until last January.
That's
until
right,
you were 103.
I was driving everywhere.
You were.
That's
yeah,
great.
I was going to church. I was going to the woman's club. I was playing bridge. I was doing everything.
I was going to the bar. I was yeah. I was doing MMA.
Hey, you're drinking Dr. Pepper right now.
In a mug.
Exactly
so
right. That stuff is good. It's got sugar in it. And two doctors have told me that if I drink it, I will die. But they died first.
Love it.
Oh, so they're
so
no
crazy.
Longer.
Crazy.
How'd they die? I killed them.
Yeah.
I was jacked up on Dr. Pepper.
I pushed them off a cliff.
Shot them.
Yeah. They ain't alive no more. They ain't around no more. Here I am drinking fizzy sugar water. Yeah.
Holland calls it spicy water.
You notice 100-year-olds, they always talk with their eyes wide open. Yeah.
Yeah, probably to keep themselves awake.
Yeah. I drink 14 Dr. Peppers every day.
Well, she's on caffeine. Maybe
sugar, sugar, sugar. Yeah. I can't see.
I would
my
like
eyes
to know.
Wide open.
I
love.
But I'd like to know when she started drinking the three Dr. Peppers a day. You know, if that matters.
She took her driver's license away. Why?
Well, I mean, just because I can't see, I drop my feel. I drop my sound like a bat. I hear the sound coming off the curbs.
The what? What?
The curbs. The curbs.
Oh, my gosh.
I drop like a bat. Like a bat.
Curbs. Why did she say that?
Here's the deal. Like a bat. I just go, wee, wee, wee. And the sound bounces on the curb.
Is that curb again?
The queeb. He's all the queebs and the trees. And
what
the
kind of accent was this?
The queeb.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
That's how I drive. But to my loss of the way. The government. Biden.
What? You're just saying things.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Are you just saying things?
I don't know. I'm just getting lost in being a 104-year-old woman.
Getting lost in the queebs.
The queebs. Where's my Dr. Pepper at? It's been 15 minutes and I have Dr. Pepper in my mouth. It's good.
When she's in the hospital, the IV is just Dr. Pepper.
Oh my goodness.
There's like foam coming out of her mouth.
She's like, yeah!
I can conquer the world.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That's beautiful. Like Luke's grandpa, his girlfriend. Okay.
Dawn.
Her mom.
Wait, who again?
Okay.
Wait.
Luke's grandmother, grandfather's girlfriend's mom.
They're life partners.
Grandma, girlfriend. Nope. No.
Luke's grandpa.
You get it. You get it.
Girlfriend's
I do. I get it.
She's 102, right?
Yeah, 102. Yeah.
Looks fabulous.
Looks amazing.
Looks well, younger.
Dawn does too.
She's a whippersnapper.
Somehow looks younger than her daughter.
How old does she look, your grandpa's girlfriend?
She looks, I mean, about her.
How old is she? Is
85.
Because she, I think she looks good.
82.
When I last saw her.
They're like dating apps for 100-year-olds. Swipe left. Okay, there's only two. Oh, well, there's only one now. Uh-oh. I don't really have a choice.
Better to jump on it.
Ring a ding ding. Hello.
We tell Grammy that she should get a boyfriend, but she says absolutely not.
No,
men have too many needs.
Yeah, she does, basically. But she goes through the needs, and she's like, yeah. I'm not interested.
I'm like, you know what?
The needs are pretty funny.
What are the needs? We got it. We can talk about it.
Just say it. It's fine.
Just say it.
She's like, well, they're gonna want me to cook, and I don't cook. You say the others.
And they're going to want me to have sex with them. And that's just disgusting.
I'm not interested. But there was a third one. What's the third one? And then I'll probably have to take care of them.
Clean them. She's clean like, after them.
Yeah. They're not going to be.
They'll be old. So.
Viable.
Well, it is. It's. There's a lot to marriage. I mean, yes, you get, there's a lot to. Mm. You love the person, but there's issues with everybody and smells.
Yeah.
And idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
Nice. And irritations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very self-aware, honey.
No, I didn't mean that. You're like, smells?
I mean, yeah.
You know, not with you. It's like your breath does not, it's
he
never.
He always says my breath never stinks. Fresh and wonderful. Never smells weird. But my friend who's.
Smells like cotton candy. What it smells like? You sweet little muffin is what you
eat. About three Dr. Peppers. No, I have a friend who was married before and has a child, but she's not been married for a while. And she's like, do you think it's okay if I do finally get remarried, that we don't live in the same house? They just live in their house and I'll live in my house. I go, I think you can do whatever you want as soon as you get
that's
up
true.
In your 60s.
You can.
I think more people are doing that.
If y'all are good with it, do
yeah.
your thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get your house, you got your stuff set up just like you want it. You got the pictures up. Yeah.
You just want some company, you know?
Just want.
You've done everything, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Just want like someone to go to dinner with you.
On Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just at happy hour.
It'd be great if you could just like pay somebody to go on dates with you.
Wow.
Okay. Is there a thing?
I don't know, but we should
let's look someone that up. Let's Craigslist that.
Someone who would escort you.
Yeah.
To just a dinner. A company.
Only if she has this like some sort of boss, sketchy boss.
I don't know.
Some
I did tell my mom
service.
That. It's like you could just go on a dating app just to go to the movies with.
Yeah, and that person like had a boss that would set up
those
connections.
Right.
Those.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't pay, I want that boss to threaten my life.
That sounds great.
Get in these gat.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So enough about prostitution.
The oldest profession.
Is it really?
Speaking about old.
I don't know.
We had a little funny conversation that I thought we could recreate. It's talking about Noah, like when he was building the ark.
Who
like
was
he must
this
Noah. Yeah, you know, having a conversation. When I build anything like a little garden box, I'm going to Home Depot 8 times asking people
when
questions.
When Dad makes his birdhouses.
When I
when that gets started.
When I make my
when he's twiddling away
when
at
I'm
his twiddling, birdhouses.
And I'm making my birdhouses out of tongue depressors. You know nice. How I do.
When or oh yes.
Well, like if Noah had must have had questions, you know.
Yeah.
Lord, yeah. Can I put a little like a deck, you know, my wife is wanting a four season room up the top. Is that possible? No? Okay.
Lord, can I don't see any plans in here for a cafe.
I need a cafe.
Right, you know,
a tea room would be nice.
And Japheth, you know, likes coffee. We get like a coffee bar or something above the kettle and such.
Yeah, we're talking like there was no leeway in the plans.
Yeah.
Right. So he had an English accent.
Like 40 cubits? Right, when you mean cute, right, I get the cubits. But like, you know, details is what we're looking for. Like, yeah. Do we want,
what about
like,
the artwork?
The artwork. Do we want, can we throw a couple of pictures up, you know? Can we get like a, like.
What about a rug?
Like, what do you call it? Like a light, natural light, like a wind. Do they have glass yet? I don't even know. How do you make that? Is there like a window you can see through, like a wall that's clear?
Maybe melt down some sand.
Right? Could you strike lightning on this? Just do so. You know, just, you don't have to. It's 40 days plus 100. I guess 100 or so. Just while the water goes down.
It takes a while.
But, you know.
About a year.
I was thinking, you know, maybe some benches. You look around, you know, because sometimes you get tired. Maybe like a track, like a running track around the top. Because, you know, exercise. You're sitting around just, yeah. You know, scooping animal dung out the door.
That would be wild, wouldn't it?
Can we get like a laundry chute? Because like the wife and I were up top, right? It'd be nice again. Just shoot it down. Little tunnel for clothes.
I don't see it here on the plans.
Right. I love chicken. Can we bring more than two chickens? Can we bring like a, just, I love it. Just like a rotisserie, you know. Have the dragon breathe on it. You know. Oh, that's right. There's no dragon. We're not bringing a dragon with us.
I'm going to go down in the flood, the dragon.
Right. Can we do like extra insulation so we can hear the people screaming outside? Can we just, it's going to be bad, I mean. Because there's going to be some hangers-on for a while. They're going to be yelling at us. So let me hear.
Yeah,
because
we were talking about what if there were people who were like helping them build it, and then they're like, what is this for again?
Yeah, yeah. What's happening?
I don't know, it's just a...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just kind of a summer cottage. I mean, that's 40 cubits. That's a lot of cubits. I know. We just like our space. We're just used to our space. But that was just a thought that we had, a little run that we had in the Hawkins family.
What? Yeah. Now, who'd you have a conversation with?
Well, you know, Dad was having it with himself, but we were there.
Oh.
We were there. But no,
we were there.
Oh, you all were there. Okay.
Yeah.
They were adding on to it.
We heard.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know when this would happen. I thought, when did this happen?
Dude. What are those shutters called? Those really nice.
Plantation.
Can we put some plantation shutters, you know, on the Four Seasons?
Why'd you make that face?
Sorry. Trigger word.
Yeah.
Plantation shutters.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, going to the whatever, the Noah's Ark thing, though,
mm-hmm. is pretty cool.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Should we go?
We have gone.
Yeah, we should go.
Oh, you haven't gone.
We should all go again.
I was very popular.
Yeah,
at the,
dude. Ozark yeah, that was hilarious.
Oh yeah,
that's one of the places that I feel like a celebrity. Like,
yeah.
Well, it was just opening.
A lot of homeschool.
The Amish ladies go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
yeah.
love it. Yeah,
yeah. But it would be better to go now because it would be done. It wasn't quite done. When
or
we were.
It was like just finished. I think.
Well, they just finished, but it's not like
right.
It wasn't totally
a
full.
Lot of yeah. Exhibits.
Did you know that they found like an outline on a mountain of like the exact size mm-hmm. of the ark, like the bottom?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's crazy.
I know. We stayed home one night from church and went over that. It was cool because they showed they could tell the type of wood and even the studs, and they could relate it back to what scripture said.
Dying.
And where we have been told that they landed is not actually where it is landed.
Well, it says so Mount Ararat, yeah. But this I think it's Mountains of Ararat. Yeah, yes. They called it.
Yeah.
But because you it's couldn't get to place. It because of the cold and the elements or something up there.
It's not always like? Cold, at least when we watched it. It showed it like was mild out at the time.
Right.
But
so speaking of mountains, this is something that happened to me this week that I found interesting. So, oh, sorry.
I said, what song?
Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting, but will you think it's interesting?
This one's quick. It's not really about me. This one's more something that Olivia told me. You know when you're driving down the highway and you go in between and there's like the rocks, like the little like bluff that you drive through?
Yes.
Right? So we drove through one the other day, and Olivia's like, isn't it amazing that there's just like two perfectly formed rocks on either side of the highway all across the country?
That's not exactly what I said.
That's what you said.
What exactly did you say?
I was and like, Luke thought that was very interesting. You may not.
I mean, it works perfectly.
It's just like they would match up.
It's like almost. You go driving through the, you know, the well, tunnels in the mountains. No, isn't it amazing that there's a hole in the mountain?
That's what I didn't
that's
know.
That's the next step I said. I said, so do you just think that they've found a hole in the mountain that the drifters like, they blow that up?
I thought they like dug it out. But with the cliff thing, I thought that they just like made the road where the cliffs were. So they just had to like go with what nature was doing.
So you're in a plane in the middle of with hills, and there's just like these mountains on either side that you build a road through all throughout the country.
Isn't it wild? We were in Nevada and California, and there was a huge concrete dam right there, right by Lake Mead. Yeah. Well, that is funny. So wild.
And that's what your great grandfather did for a living is blast those blast those holes in the mountains.
Dynamite, baby.
I had no idea. I was like, well, that's what dynamite's for, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just thought it was for like Roadrunner, you know.
It was like that's coyotes weird. Used to kill roadrunners.
Cute. Oh my gosh.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's no shame. No shame in that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was
that was the old joke we did that we've told. I don't know if we've told this story, but when we're driving and he's got the road, the jagged on the end of the road. Yeah,
so this is in your act, babe.
But that happened, though.
To who?
To us.
What happened?
What is it called? It's called the road.
The rumble strip.
Rumble strip. You drive off and let you know you run off the road.
Yeah.
And Heather was asking me what it was. I said, the rumble strip. It makes the noise like, you know, coming on. She goes, that would be really good for blind people.
The problem with that story is I was serious.
Which goes good with this episode.
Olivia it holds serious. You know, the queebs.
The what?
The queebs.
The queebs.
Oh, the queebs. Okay, I forgot about the queebs.
And then I said, she said, that would be good for blind people. And I was like, you know, he's laughing. She kind of got what she said.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, dang it. I thought I had something there.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
That's so funny. That's so dumb. All right, do you want to move into reviews?
Yeah, let's do. Close I was just going to.
Poifect.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's time for this week's top three reviews of the week.
I love Levi's voice.
Me too.
So cute.
Interesting.
All right, question for Luke and Liv. What is your favorite thing to hit at the gym? And are you into powerlifting? Also, what's your best PR if you are doing powerlifting? This is for you, Luke.
What's my favorite thing to hit in the gym?
Yeah.
I'm going to say legs, leg day.
Wow.
Good leg
day. You
like
leg day?
Yeah, I got horse legs, so it's good for me.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
Yeah. I like legs.
You do have horse legs.
Doing squat-tober. Everyone join.
What is that?
Just squat every day. Weighted squats. Me and Brian Worm.
I got to do that.
Did you just call it squat-tober?
Yes. Yeah. It's October, squat-tober.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's do that one more.
It's kind of a stretch, but I like it.
Yeah. Well. All right. No, really, though, it's probably arms and chest. That's probably my favorite. I lied.
Yeah. Mine's back and by for sure.
Back and by. Tim, what's yours? Peloton?
Bleh.
Well, to hit at the gym?
went to hit the gym. I like a good ab and shoulder day.
Wow.
Shoulders are just
interesting
fun.
Mix.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because it gives you that wonk.
I do notice that the Hawkins just have the natural traps.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I went to the gym to, like, you know, not really focus on the traps. You know, I want, like, the other stuff.
Our traps up by
but,
the neck.
But I got are traps now, so.
The Hawkins have crazy traps.
It's so upsetting.
Dude, you guys
like,
trap
I'll try
hard.
To flex, and it's like, you can't even see a bicep. It's just straight traps.
So your body, you got shoulders, traps, like, and you look like the poop emoji.
Yes.
No
this
neck.
Is so unfortunate.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like, I want abs. Nah, I got traps. It's fine.
Traps are dope.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, we got one. It says, the flute woman reminds me of when my friend, we remember the flute woman who got up and just fluted.
Oh, yeah.
Of when my friend got baptized, and after she went under the water, this guy came out of nowhere and started playing his trumpet for a solid 5 minutes. No one knew where he came from or why. The pastor and my friend were super confused, and everyone kind of just slowly stopped clapping and waited for him to finish. I never did figure out what song he was playing.
Oh, you didn't even know the song he was playing. Wow.
I kind of like that idea.
Just
a musician coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
What a good prank, if it was a prank.
Yes.
So that's amazing.
That guy woke up that day, and he's like, he knew that. He's like, he's warming up the lips, and he's cleaning the trumpet, and he knows that's going to happen.
Was it like a, you know, like, trumpet is like kind of like, I can't do it.
It's like,
it's kind of like a, like a romantic kind of instrument, isn't it?
He's scatting over there.
It can be. It can be.
I think saxophone more romantic.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking saxophone.
Worst songs to play at a baptism. Yeah.
Yes, that would be.
Taps.
Just 5 minutes straight.
Taps. He said taps. That would be really bad.
This guy keeps playing tap.
They're
church.
Not dying. They're a dying generation.
Oh my god! All right, I'll do two more.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, you got one.
Yeah, I got a great one.
Perfect, perfect.
My cousins are pastors, and at their church, they had to ask a lady to leave because every Sunday she'd crow like a rooster during his message.
What?
He kindly asked her to stop, but she said it was the Holy Spirit doing it. He then replied, I'm sorry, but the Holy Spirit doesn't interrupt himself. So
that's right. That's a good comeback.
That's rough.
Yeah. Anywho.
It's rough out there.
No comment.
No. I just want to just marinate in that for a minute.
Marinate.
You're saying she crows like a rooster during his sermon.
Yes.
Or when he's
every
done?
Sunday. Like,
every Sunday.
Yes.
Like that.
That's accurate.
And saying that's the Holy Spirit. That's sounds more demonic to me.
I love that when people use that, the Holy Spirit card.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, oh, well, the Holy Spirit did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you always say anointed, too.
Anointed. Yeah. Oh, that's anointed.
They just like it.
I just feel it's anointed. No, you just like it. Mm-hmm. You like it. That song is so anointed.
Sometimes.
You like the song.
Isn't the only time a rooster crows, that's bad? In the Bible?
In the Bible,
right? The reference. So, very good point. Very good point.
That's a great point.
So the reference.
A great point.
Did I deny the Lord three times in my sermon?
Oh my God. So weird.
Uh-oh.
Stinky.
That was good.
Yeah, I think public service announcement, don't crow. Like, don't make weird noises while someone's speaking.
Well, there was
Spirit isn't rude, okay? That's part of it.
And remember back in the 90s when they had like the laughing breakouts, it was all about laughter. Mm-hmm. And then some churches were doing animal noises. There was one close to where
the
we were
laughter
living.
Thing, yeah. I don't know a lot about, and I wasn't there. But was it together? It wasn't like interrupting somebody.
Right. But it was
and
a
I don't
whole
even know anything about it.
Wait, what was the animal noises?
But the animal
more.
Noises was at what the school we went to.
Yeah. That's weird.
The church would do that.
The church, they would do
all the animal
I
noises.
Think it was like called Eagle Springs, which weirdly.
Eagles. Yeah.
And yeah, so they would just
could hear them. Mm. And then you guys actually had
that is really
your
annoying.
First office there in that same mm-hmm. building.
We did.
And they could hear them.
I think I disagree with that.
Old McDonald had a church.
Yeah, so right, there's just right. all that going on. Which is like, what would be the purpose of that?
I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's it was like these kind of fad
What was the coolest outbreaks. Animal? Like, was there like a level of most annoying?
It
was
they
lion.
They heard it in the
something?
Office. Yeah, that's right.
The sheep.
It's like.
Wait, we should have Holland do that. He has a good roar.
Oh, yes. I'm really not loud. Little. I'm small.
Oh my gosh! So we had him on Sunday, and I took him to meet all of our nieces and nephews.
So cute.
And him. So Abby, I shouldn't say who our favorite is, but you know, Abby is one of my favorites. She's just so cute. But her and Abby and Holland like hit it off, and they were like getting along and playing together and stuff. And then at the very end, like Holland was saying goodbye, and he just runs up and like hugs Abby for like a minute, and they're like kind of like doing like the wobbly, and they kind of fall down, and like she kind of like falls, and she's like, "You're little," and he said, "I'm not little, I'm small," and he runs away.
Oh my
like,
goodness,
that was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
He's so expressive.
Oh, yes. He was just like.
Yeah, he got very sad because, you know.
They didn't play Little Spideys.
They didn't play Little Spideys. Well, they had a little stage at the campsite they were staying at, and all the kids would go up, and they'll be like, okay, we're doing Moana. And then, you know.
Doing marijuana.
Moana.
They're going to Moana. No, marijuana.
No.
No, they're little kids.
I mean. And then they're like, Holland, what do you want to do? And he was like, Little Spideys. And none of them knew what Little Spideys was. So they're like, well, we don't know what that is. So we're not going to do that. And
you're stupid.
You know, he got
you're little and you're stupid.
He got so sad. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, but then like four of the other ones started crying because they didn't want to do Moana. They wanted to do Lion King and Mary and Joseph.
It's all a thing.
Kids are hilarious.
They're so funny.
And I love the video that you had where he's like, he has the hiccups. Say? Well, he has the hiccups, and you're coming home in the car, and he's like, hello, my name's Holland, and I'm here with my Aunt Livy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the best Mimi ever. But I kept thinking he said, you're the best me ever. Like, is this from a song?
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out because there was music playing, but he had the hiccups. It was so cute.
Yeah, he's so cute.
And it was like Top Banana Day or Banana. They have this thing
next week.
Where he's going to Mother's Day out. They have, it's called like Top Banana or something, means it's your day. Mm. So you get to bring your favorite toy or whatever and talk about it.
And your favorite video, and you bring a snack for everybody. So he was telling us all the things he's going to do.
Yeah.
Ready?
Hi, my name's Tom. And then I'm in the car with Aunt Liz. And I wanted to. And I love you the best
because
you're
my
best Mimi ever. So bye.
My best Mimi is supposed to say. I sent it to Jennifer and she's like, oh my gosh.
It's so cute.
I'm playing this every bad day I have.
I know. He's so
cute. The best Mimi ever. So it sounded so cute, Rush.
Yeah. So stop doing social media and just we will send you videos of our grandchildren. Your life will be better.
Yeah. I'll send you memes. Memes that you can look at that won't 104-year-old lady
social
memes.
Media.
It'll be called Luke picks your content for you so you don't get brainwashed and sad.
Right.
Brainwashed.
We should do that. We should start our own social media just all happy.
I
know it's out
kittens
there, but
and babies.
Meme a day.
What are the videos that you guys like? Because any animal videos are amazing.
Mm.
And
mine would be like decorating.
Mine is like fail army, like people falling off of rope swings and stuff.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
And what'd you say before you said?
Well, like decorating.
Decorating ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the best.
Those are pretty satisfying.
I'll watch those all day.
Yes. Yeah.
But then, so our friends are out of their minds and they'll send us ones and then it screws up my feed. So then I'll just get like the cringiest.
Like
stuff.
Someone dipping their entire foot in a jar full of baked beans.
Yeah, it'd be like then, stuff like that.
You know, I don't like the sound ones either when they're clicking their fingers.
But it's also amazing.
Stuff.
It's like, I also really
is
it's
so annoying.
No, I don't get none of that.
I don't like that. But they're opening packages and stuff. It's like, okay.
I don't know about what opening packages.
Yeah, I've seen these where they. I just am there because I want to see the organizing tips.
Oh, yeah.
But then they're like clicking and opening. I'm like, oh good Lord.
Sometimes I do like that one.
The opening stuff?
Or they'll be
stuff?
Like restocking the kitchen or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
And then they'll have the nails.
Yes.
And then they'll open it and they'll
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I like is like car detailing videos.
Yeah.
Oh, when they clean them?
Yeah.
Oh, they just scrub them.
Yeah.
And oh,
so Spencer showed me that one.
Love those,
man.
Well, were you the ones that sent me the ones about the dollhouses or something, or miniature
oh, little
world?
Miniatures?
Yes,
those are so cute.
The other ones I like is the
that was cute.
The hydraulic press that crushes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that? Yeah. That one's pretty good.
That's a good
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, what about you?
I love chiropractor videos.
Mm-hmm.
Just people getting, you know, just cracked. And
I didn't even know those were out there.
Really?
Oh, he watches them.
You ever seen horse chiropractor?
It's the same thing every time, but he watches.
I have seen horse chiropractor and dog chiropractor and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's when you start with human chiropractor, and you know, you start with like, it's like, oh, I pop Shaq's back, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to horse and dog.
Yeah. Wow,
it's pretty good.
Next, they're doing dolls, like food.
Of course, we got into the pimple popper thing too.
Pimple popper was big.
We swore like we weren't gonna do
that. I can't do it anymore though.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Yeah, it's true. I think I'm done too.
Yeah, yeah. I tapped out. But
yeah.
First one our friend was listed.
Get it all
away.
Yeah.
And then we did.
One that I found was this guy who cut people's hair that had bad haircuts. And he would cut guys' hair.
Yeah.
And it was like,
he cut them bad or fixed them?
Fixed them.
That would be very
And it was like guys that were not necessarily attractive. And then he cut their hair, and they like were good looking guys afterwards.
Yeah. Wow!
And then they just get so happy.
That's pretty cute.
That made me feel good.
Like that's very.
It's also no makeup. It's just
they'll take the guys like the homeless guys, and they'll just give them a total makeover. Yeah. And they're usually
good looking,
decent looking people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say attractive. I'm just saying decent looking.
You just want to kiss them.
I just want to give them a big hug.
Coibs.
All right, you getting bored, Brendan? I saw you looking at your watch.
He's getting bored.
Hey, thanks for doing this late, buddy.
Yes.
We're going to Israel soon, so we'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah.
Next
one.
Yeah. All
right.
So. Havana, Havana,
Havana, hummus, eat some hummus. Hummus.
Play with some Dodie Fryer to take us out
Okay.
We're good.
All right.
Hey, see everybody.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.